Hi, this is Todd Ogasawara. Today is May 7th, 2009, and this is MobileViews.com podcast number 25. And my special guest today is from FileMaker. Those of you who use Macs probably are very familiar with FileMaker. And I've got on the phone with me Ryan Rosenberg, who's Vice President of Marketing and Services for FileMaker. And the reason I asked to speak with him is because they just introduced a new iPhone product, or I should say a product for the iPhone and iPod Touch called the Bento for iPhone and iPod Touch, which retails for $4.99 in the Apple iTunes App Store. And, you know, I have a little bit of history with Bento on the desktop. Now, FileMaker, of course, makes their big product called FileMaker, but they also have a personal database called Bento for the Mac. That's about, I think, about $49.99 or so, about $50. And I bought version 1, but I have not yet updated to version 2. And the reason is because it didn't have a web component, didn't have a mobile component. I wasn't quite sure how much I wanted to use it without that component. But now they have one, and so I wanted to ask Ryan, what's Bento for iPhone all about? And is it a reason for me and maybe other people to upgrade from Bento 1 to Bento 2.0 version 4 or V4, which I understand is required for syncing with Bento for iPhone? But we'll ask about syncing too. Do you really need to sync, that sort of thing? So my question, my personal, the answer I'm looking for is a question, is Bento iPhone a reason for me to upgrade to 1 to 2? But we'll talk about a lot of other things too. Ryan, can you introduce yourself before we get started with my questions?
Yeah, hey Todd, I head up marketing customer service for FileMaker, and I'm really excited to be here to talk to you today about Bento for the iPhone and iPod Touch.
Before we get started with Bento for the iPhone and iPod Touch, can you talk a little bit about Bento for the Mac and what's its relation to the your FileMaker product? How does a consumer decide whether to get FileMaker or Bento as a database product?
Right, good question. So FileMaker Pro is the world's leading database on the Mac, the most popular database on the Mac, and it's number 2 most popular database, by the way, on Windows. And people use it as an individual to manage their data, create reports, but they also use it for work groups. You can scale it up and have lots of people connected and organize a whole small company or a work group team or a sales team, that sort of thing. Bento for the Mac, since we're the number 1 database on the Mac, people said, well, why did you launch Bento for the Mac? The idea was we were trying to reach all those people that weren't using any database at all. Or more to the point, people were using databases like Address Book or iCal or let's say iPhoto. Those are databases, but people don't think about it that way. So Bento is designed to go out and introduce databases to a whole new group of people. And so to that end, we made it very easy, very simple. It's a personal database, so it's not networked. It's for your own information, and you can use it to organize things in your life. And it's turned out to be very, very popular on the Mac. And we find that some people are actually using Bento for their personal information, and then they're also sometimes using FileMaker Pro for, let's say, their organization.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So Bento for the iPhone now, which I think just came out this week, right?
We just came in on Tuesday, that's
yeah.
right.
And I think it's already climbing the charts. Did it hit number 1 on the productivity side?
It's been number 1 in productivity ever since it came out, and very high up in the overall list as well. It's really turned out to be a winner and a popular product.
Okay, so again, Bento for the iPhone is a $4.99 product. Do you have to have Bento to find value in it?
Not at all. We decided to build Bento for the iPhone and iPod Touch as its own standalone thing. So you can use it to organize your information, whether you're using Bento for the desktop or even if you don't have a Mac. If you're a Windows user, you can still use, but you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, you can still use Bento to help make yourself more productive and organize all the different information you have and create your own little apps for the iPhone and iPod Touch using Bento.
I see. Oh, and something just came to mind is if I don't have Bento 2 on a Mac, or I don't have a Mac and I can't buy Bento 2, how is the data backed up from the iPhone? Is it backed up by the iPhone's backup facility?
That's right. When you back up your iPhone, it'll back up all your data in Bento 2.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, that's great. So what kind of things can you do with Bento for the iPhone? I mean, you've got a small screen, you've got kind of a limited keyboard, or at least for me, I always have a hard time with the iPhone's keyboard.
Well, there's two kind of uses of it. There's what we might call personal work and then just personal stuff. right? So for personal work, people can use it to organize a membership list for a club, or organize, maybe you're running a fundraiser and you've got donations, you want to track how much people donated. Or, you know, you might be able to track things like projects that you're doing, expenses, that, all that sort of thing. One of the things that's very important for us to know about Bento for the iPhone and iPod Touch is that it comes with 25 ready-to-use templates that do things like keep track of projects, products that you might be selling on eBay, or keep track of issues that you're tracking. But there's also many personal uses. People can use it to keep track of things like their to-dos, or keep track of recipes that you're tracking on there. I just used it myself the other night. I have a 5-year-old, and he's just turning 5. One of my sons, and he's having a birthday party, and we're getting lots and lots and lots of gifts. And I don't know about you, but one of the problems I always have is the darn tags get lost, and I can't remember who gave me which gift. What I did is, on my iPhone, I've got my contacts, and I added a couple extra fields. You can do this with Bento for the iPhone and iPod Touch. I just add a couple extra fields, and one of them is a field that says if I've sent someone a thank you card. I add that to my contact list, and the other one is a field that lets me take a picture. It's a media field, picture of the present. So all I do is I go in there on my iPhone, and I snap a photo of the present that someone sent me, and and it's linked automatically to their contact, and then I can click off when I've sent them a thank you card. So there's a really good example of kind of a personal bit of information, a personal organization that I'm doing using the iPhone and iPod Touch. Now, I could sync that to a desktop Mac, but I don't really need to. It's on my iPhone, and I can make use of it right there.
Oh, that sounds great. So these pre-built databases really help the brand new user get started right away without having to figure out how to create a table, or not a table, but how to create a database, or just kind of looking for ideas and say, this looks interesting. I can just try this right now.
That's exactly the idea. So let's say you're trying to organize an event. Maybe you're having a wedding, and you want to keep track of all those details associated with the wedding. And, for one thing, you got to remember, I remember when I was getting married, I had to remember, we went and talked about someone about the cake and someone about the photos and somebody about the venue and which places did we go and visit and did we like them, and rating all those things. Think of all the things you have to do when you plan a project like that. Well, you could keep track of all of those things on your iPhone. Now, we already have two templates that would help you there. We have one that's called events, and another one's called event planning. And they're similar, but they're a little different. So there's two ways that you can get started. But the key thing is, you probably want to do it your way. And that's the benefit of using something like Bento for the iPhone, iPod Touch. You could get, there's probably, out of the 25, 35,000 apps, whatever, that are on the iPhone, you could probably buy something for doing this. But it's going to work the way that they set it up. The important thing for Bento is that you can start with our event planning template, put in the information that we have set for you, but you can add your own fields or change the name of one of the fields or modify it so it works for you. And that's why people like to have a database, quite frankly, because they want to make things work their way. But with the 25 templates we have, you can get started instantly and probably go quite a long way with the things we already gave you, and then later on you can adjust it to suit your needs.
Ah, nice. Now, when I read the press release for Bento for iPhone, I noticed a few of the things you mentioned. For example, that it integrates with contacts and phone dialing, which of course you wouldn't have on a Mac, so it's kind of unique to the iPhone, and Mail and Google Maps. Can you give me an example of how Bento for the iPhone integrates with some of these apps, like, for example, phone dialing or Google Maps or email?
Sure. I mean, a perfect example was the one I just gave you a minute ago. So again, it's my 5th-year-old's birthday party. I go around and I have my contact list, and that's one of the applications that comes on the iPhone. It also comes on the iPod Touch, by the way. You have your contacts. And, I have my sister, right? So I go ahead and I add I take a snapshot of the photo of the gift she gave me. And then what I can do, if I wanted to call her, maybe I didn't want to wait, I want to call her right then to thank her for that gift, I can just go ahead and from within Bento, I don't have to leave it, I can click her phone number, and it will go ahead and dial the phone. Another example would be that wedding planning scenario I gave you a minute. So it's time to go visit the cake people, right? And we've got the address in the that we're storing in my project's little template that I used, and I want to go visit them. I can just click the address, and it will generate a Google map. So or if I want to email that person, I can click and it will email that person. So the good news is, you get to use all the power, all the things you have on your iPhone and iPod Touch, but Bento just adds to it. You don't take away anything. You can still continue to use your address, your contacts library. You can still continue to use your mail. It just adds to it when you use Bento for the iPhone and iPod Touch.
Now, one of the iPhone apps that the press release mentioned that Bento for the iPhone integrates with is Safari. How does that integration work with the web browser? Because I can't copy and paste, at least under the current version of iPhone OS.
No, we're all, of course, very excited about some of the things Apple's announced about copy and paste coming in future versions of the operating system. But for now, the couple of good ways that it works is one is that you can put a URL in. Again, let's take the example of a project and remember, you know, let's say we're going to visit all these different venues for a wedding. You could put the URL in of the different let's say we're going to have a wedding at a winery. That's where I had mine. Or you could have a wedding at a hotel. You can put the link in for the winery, and then you click in your projects folder, and it'll bring up in Safari that particular home site for that winery. So it's a great place to do that. Let's say you're doing some research. You know, you want to buy something. You know, I want to buy a new digital camera. And I'm doing some research. Well, you know what? I could put a little folder in there, a little library in there for different, put notes on different digital cameras. And then, you know what? I could put links into the digital camera manufacturer site. And I can click on it and I can get an instant reference to all the information about that camera. So lots of ways to kind of use URLs, store them in the libraries that you build on Bento for the iPhone, iPod Touch, and then you can click to go in Safari. Obviously, I mentioned one other good use, which is clicking to get into the Google Maps that pops up in Safari as well.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Now, you know, you mentioned earlier also in one of your earlier scenarios about snapping a photo of a gift and placing that into the database. So what's that process like, and what kind of information, does it extract any other information from the photo's EXIF information? For example, does it grab time and date automatically, or even geographic location or something like that?
No, it doesn't. But on the other hand, that photo, that information is captured in your photo roll.
Right.
So, you know, you're still able to take photos using your photo. You can take a photo on your iPhone using the photo application. Click, you've got the photo. Then you can go into Bento for the iPhone. So, for example, let's say that you're a movie producer, and you need to go around and do location shoots, which means that before you go and you're scouting the locations, hey, I'm going to film here, I'm going to film there. And quite often before you go do filming, you'll send someone out there to take some photos of those locations so you can decide which one's right for you. And so a good example is you might create a little library on your iPhone that's called location shoot. And then what you do is you create what we call a media field. So for each location, you might put down some notes, you might put down the address, you create little fields for this. Then you create a field to hold a photo. Then you go out there, pick up your iPhone, click, I've taken a picture of that location. Now, that photo goes into your photo roll on your iPhone. And then you can go ahead into Bento and just attach it. So you still have all the ability to sync that up with your desktop. You still have all the ability to use the regular iPhone applications. You're just adding information on top of that in Bento for the iPhone. That's what I mean, as I said earlier, you don't really lose anything by using Bento. It just adds on top of what you've already able to do.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And I like the fact that you're grabbing it from the photo roll rather than creating your own. So, you know, you don't think, where did I put this photo on my iPhone kind of thing.
You've got two choices. You can create your own in Bento, or you can grab it from the photo roll.
Oh,
so
okay.
We give you the choice, actually.
Okay. That's great. And what about audio recording? Can you grab a voice note and embed it in Bento also?
Right. So for audio and video files, you can get them into Bento, but for there, you need to do it only on that's most of the things I mentioned you can do only on Bento for the iPhone, iPod Touch, but a couple of things you need the Bento for desktop for, and those are two examples where you can. So if you have videos, you can capture them on, you can put them into Bento on your desktop, your Mac, and then sync it over to Bento, to iPhone, iPod Touch, but right now you can't create them on the iPhone. For one thing, there isn't really a video recorder built into the iPhone right now,
and so
that's one of the reasons you can't do that.
But audio and audio without video, just audio recording, you still need.
Well, again, right now there's no natively built-in audio. You can buy apps that do audio recording, but the basic iPhone as you get it, or
sure,
iPod Touch as you pull it out of the box, doesn't support those things. So there was nothing for us to kind of connect to, and that's one reason why you can't do that.
I see. There's nothing you can assume is already there that you can use.
There's nothing we can use. So there are things you can use on the desktop. So that's why we sync those things over.
Okay. Now, talking about syncing to the desktop, you know, that was kind of the thing I was most interested in, debating whether or not to upgrade Bento on the Mac from version 1 to version 2 V4. What's that process like when I have Bento on my iMac or my MacBook, and you know, I've got Bento for iPhone on my iPhone or iPod Touch. Can you take me briefly through what that scenario is like for the average user?
Sure, happy to. So first of all, why would you want to do it? And the reason, you know, it's not necessary. As I said, you can do everything you want on your iPhone. But a couple reasons. First of all, people might want to capture information on their desktop. A lot of, I mean, keyboard, right? There's a full keyboard there. You can type information in. You might want to copy and paste information. So there's reasons you want to do that. Another reason you might want to do it is just see more of it. It's a bigger screen. You know, you could. So whatever reason you want to you want to have information in both places, that's fine. We support that. So the way you do that, it's very simple. It's sort of like pairing a wireless mouse to your desktop. You simply go into Bento for the iPhone, iPod Touch, and you say sync with device. And what happens is it pops up with a little code that's like four numbers. Then you go onto your desktop and you click on a menu item that says sync, you know, basically sync with iPhone, and then you enter those same four numbers. Now they know about each other. And they sync up wirelessly, so they're going over you know, like a wireless network if you have, or they use wireless communication to be able to talk to each other. And once they've synced up, to update them, you just push a button in on Bento. So you open up Bento, click a button, and it copies information from your desktop to your iPhone. Or if you create information on your iPhone, it copies it to your desktop. Even if you create an entire new library, like remember that location shoot example I gave you for a movie producer?
Yes.
You might create that entire library on your iPhone, including all the photos and everything. When you sync, that's just going to appear on your desktop as if you created it there. And now they're going to be paired up, and if you change one, it changes the other. Very, very easy to do.
Oh, that is easy. I mean, I don't even have to open iTunes or plug a cable in to sync it.
Just push a button, and it, you know, wirelessly it syncs up.
Ah, very nice. Now, this is not a, you know, I just have a couple of last questions for you before I let you go, and it has nothing to do with Bento for the iPhone. Part of the press release, I noticed something mentioned about FileMaker PHP iPhone Site Assistant, and I was wondering, you know, for people who have been listening now to Bento, but thinking, you know, I still like FileMaker because that's what I use at work, or you know, for my small business or something. Can you tell us what FileMaker PHP iPhone Site Assistant is all about?
Yeah, so where Bento is really about personal data, it's you know, whether you're using it for work or for home, it's your data. You're syncing it to your iPhone, that sort of thing, or your iPod Touch. With FileMaker Pro Site Assistant, you're talking about a work group there. So there's two scenarios. One is you want to publish some information. So for example, FileMaker Incorporated, we run a developers conference every year. There's 1,000 people that come to it. And we like to be able to publish the schedule of events so people that are coming can look up and see, you know, what sessions and which one do they want to go to. So what we do is we use our own FileMaker server. So this requires a FileMaker server, by the way. We set up a server and we go through and we use the site assistant, and we point and click our way to a little mini website. We don't have to know how to program or create websites. It generates it for us. Now, what does that website let you do? Well, that website lets you use a web browser or an iPhone to be able to go and look at the different sessions that are available in, you know, for our DevCon. Now, where's the information really stored? Where's the session information stored? It's actually all stored in a FileMaker server.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're serving up that information, if you will, to a web browser or serving up to the iPhone, and you can get through it. On the iPhone, you get to it through the Safari browser, and on a desktop, you get to it to any browser that you like. The information is formatted differently, though. It knows if you're coming from an iPhone, you know, you go to we build a little site that's designed just for an iPhone. It presents the information in the same size for your iPhone. It gives you little controls that look like iPhone, you know, that are comfortable for iPhone users. When you go to it from a web browser, we give you a little bit of a different site. It's a little wider. It has controls that are appropriate for a web browser. So that's one scenario, which is kind of publishing information. The second scenario that it supports is the idea of a work group. So let's say that you have a mobile sales team, and they're out there visiting customers. And then back at the office, you have some other salespeople that work with the mobile salespeople. So you got the people out in the field and the people back at the office. Well, you can use the same site assistant to publish a FileMaker database out, and the people in the office can see it, and the people out in the field can see it in real time over the net. And they can go, the field salesperson can go up on their iPhone and say, oh, I got to go visit this guy. Whoop, let me put some notes in about what happened to my visit. And the person back in the office sees it in real time. And then when that person out in the field goes into their hotel room at night, they can bring up their web browser and see the same information there, only now it's in a full screen web browser. So that's what the site assistant does. It requires a FileMaker server. So obviously it's really aimed at the FileMaker user community or people that are wanting to become FileMaker users. And Once you have a FileMaker server, then it's included there. You don't have to buy anything else. You can point and click your way and build these little websites.
Oh, yeah, that was my other question. So this is built into FileMaker server. This is not an optional additional
feature. No, every copy of FileMaker server ships with the Site Assistant. It lets you build PHP websites. They're not super extensive. I mean, the sites are basic, but they're a great way to get basic information out. The one other thing I'll point out is, while you don't need to be a programmer to use it, you certainly no skills required. If you happen to have someone that's a developer around, these sites are open. You can hand the site that you create to your programmer, and they can take it further. They can customize it. They can add it into your existing site. They can change the look of it. I mean, there's, you know, if you have the technical skills, you can take it as far as you like. But for people that don't have the technical skills and you just want to publish some basic information out of FileMaker, they're a great way to get started.
Oh, okay. Well, that answers that question. And so it does provide a way for the FileMaker server user that might be in a small or large business for that matter to get access to their data and share data with other people.
That's exactly right. And then you know, the thing that we the new thing the Site Assistant's been around for a while, but the thing we added recently is the ability to publish in iPhone format. So now, in addition to publishing to web browsers, you can publish that information out of the FileMaker server just formatted up for the iPhone.
Yeah, that mobile friendly view of the web is just so important. I mean, even though the iPhone Safari browser is capable of viewing, you know, I guess we can call it legacy desktop formatted sites, having a nicely formatted, mobile-friendly view really makes it much nicer and faster. They tend to be a little bit lighter weight and render quicker on the iPhone. So that's great. Okay, I was really curious about that as an old server-side developer myself. It sounded really interesting. So again, it's called FileMaker PHP iPhone Site Assistant. I assume if you're a PHP programmer, that you can really go to town with that thing.
Absolutely. Anyone with PHP skills can take that as far as they like. Anyone without PHP skills can still use it to build a very simple, basic website that they can put out to other people or to their work group or even to the public at large.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, those are all the questions I had, and I really want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me about Bento for the iPhone and iPod Touch, which is available now in the Apple iTunes App Store for $4.99. As Ryan told us, you do not need to have Bento on the desktop. Although if you have it, you can do a few more things like sync video and audio to the database on the iPhone, which is kind of nice. And that the sync happens wirelessly, which I didn't know. I thought you had to use iTunes or something. So that's really nice to know. Wirelessly being Wi-Fi, not Bluetooth. And then finally, you know, giving us a bit of a summary of FileMaker PHP iPhone Site Assistant for the geeky devs out there like me. Ryan, is there anything that I forgot to ask you that you think is important for people to know about Bento for the iPhone?
Yeah, the only other thing I'd point out is for those people who are using Bento version 2 for the desktop, for the Mac, there's a free update called Bento version 2.04 that you should download if you're going to use Bento for the iPhone iPod Touch. That's required for you to communicate. If you just today went out and bought a new version of Bento, you'd probably be okay, but you should be make sure you're running the latest, apply the latest free update to Bento for the desktop before you try to sync it up with Bento for the iPhone.
Okay, and if you don't have Bento 2 for the desktop, that's $49.99 or something?
$49.99, that's right.
Okay, so it's not super expensive. So this is Todd Ogasso or mobileviews.com. This has been podcast number 25 with my special guest, Ryan Rosenberg, Vice President of Marketing and Services for FileMaker. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Talk to you later, folks.